Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Thursday, April 29, 2004. 3, 2, 1. A new law in Canada may complicate ministry for believers. There's a new Sharia law in Nigeria's Zamfara, and mission teams go to Micronesia to train Sunday school teachers. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Canada, where Christians may find ministry more difficult as parts of the Bible may not be legal under new legislation. Canada's Senate overwhelmingly passed C-250. It adds sexual preference as a protected category in Canada's hate crimes legislation, says Brian Wilkie of the Evangelical Fellowship of Canada.
It creates a great deal of concern for believers who want to be able to speak about sexual morality. There's a great deal of uncertainty created by it. And what we're concerned about is that it'll be used much more aggressively.
Wilkie expects this legislation will have an impact on ministries like the International Bible Society and the Gideons.
Christians are going to be more careful and trying not to run afoul of this law. But what we hope is that Christians will continue to do what God is calling them to do, and that they will continue to distribute scripture and so on, and that they will be willing to take the risk.
Meanwhile, there's a new Sharia law being implemented in Nigeria's Zamfara state. Under it, the state government has threatened to shut down all unauthorized places of worship. While believers there pray about what to do next, Christians in neighboring Abuja celebrated a new tool. The Bible League dedicated the new Hausa Standard Version. They're praying it can be used to reach Nigeria's young people with the gospel in spite of a growing push toward Islam. You're listening to Mission Network News. Missionary radio is having an impact on church growth in northern Vietnam. According to Transworld Radio, a pastor from that area is requesting teaching materials and radios for his congregation. He and his congregation are able to listen privately to the radio broadcasts and learn about God's Word each morning. This is incredible since it's illegal for people to meet together openly in northern Vietnam. His church started in 1992 with 27 members. He now has nearly 200 attending. Next, Christian Resources International is headed for the Federated States of Micronesia. The island nation is in the South Pacific, just east of the Philippines. CRI's Diane Lapierre says they're specifically sending teams to the island of Chuuk. One of their focuses for this trip, training church leaders in children's outreach.
50% of their population is 18 years or less, and they also have one of the world's largest rates of suicide. There's such hopelessness for this generation coming up.
Lapierre explains they have a dual purpose for ministry in Chuuk.
Those on the team are going specifically for Sunday school training. We are accompanying that with the pastor's libraries. We will be able to provide them with the theological material that they need in a dignified way for them.
CRI collects new and gently used Sunday school or Christian school curriculum, concordances, devotionals, and Bible studies, all of which can have a new life on the mission field. And International Bible Society's Communications Director for Europe, Pavel Novak, says the Czech Republic is one of Europe's countries with the largest concentration of unbelievers. However, because the Czech government realized their people were spiritually adrift, they welcomed IBS into the schools.
The distribution of Mana Bible is always performed along with exhibition of children's picture and culture program. So this way we are trying to introduce the gospel to Czech schools.
IBS will give thousands of students Mana mini Bibles and hundreds of teachers Czech New Testaments. Novak says the need is great.
40 years long period of communist ideology negatively influenced the present middle generation, and the children are mostly ignorant of the Bible and Christianity. So that's the reason why IBS organize that Mana Bible project.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up for our daily email updates at our website, missionnetworknews.org. While you're there, request a free copy of the DVD, The Call to Harvest from Gospel for Asia. You can also request it by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. I'm Peter Brooks.